What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Yesterday was our last day off until Thanksgiving week, Tony. So are you ready now to roll?
Tony Kornheiser. Not yet. ESPN 2 show.
Oh, stop it.
Not now.
You know, now in the new streaming universe we live in, there are no numbers on the channels. People don't know. They look up, they see something that says live, or they see your face, and they click.
Right.
So the deuce or the mothership,
I'm not yet into streaming like you are. I'm not into the world as we know it now, as you do. I'm of a foreign world. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, down goes LSU, down goes Clemson, down goes Lucas Giolito, and for you, Mike, down goes Frazier. But we begin today with the biggest college football result of the long weekend, Colorado beating TCU at TCU in Deion Sanders' debut as a Power 5 coach. Wilbon, you were rooting for Deion.
Yep.
Your thoughts on what Colorado pulled off?
I got a lot of thoughts, Tony. You've heard them already, so now other people have to hear them, because we texted and talked for hours during that game. Tony, rarely in my life have I rooted for somebody as hard as I rooted for Deion when I don't have anything at stake. No Chicago team, no Northwestern people. I don't know I do know Deion. You and I have known Deion for a long, long time.
Yes.
And we've rooted for Deion in other circumstances, pro circumstances. We have.
Yes.
We know Deion Sanders. But, Tony, because of reasons relating mostly to race and culture and how they are affected by and how they affect college football in the southeastern quadrant of the United States, there were things going on that made me angry and made a lot of people angry and made Deion angry. And so it's not the game details, even though his kid played great and the other kid who's a beast who plays two ways, you and I marveled at that. That was all great, Tony.
Travis Hunter.
That was secondary to me. To Deion himself, because people sneered. People put nasty stuff out there. People went at Deion, and they went at him for reasons that go at a lot of us, people who look like Deion and me. And so I was crusading. I wanted Deion to win that game. I was nasty about it. And I'm nasty and strident and chesty, to use one of your words, about him winning. And I want him to win every week. And I told you last week, I'm rooting for Deion as if his last name was Wilbon. That's how personal this is to me. The great performances were the great performances. And it was cool to go back and forth and talk about those things as you and I did. But this other stuff consumed me, and it will consume me on Saturday when they play Nebraska.
So I don't really have to put out my credentials here. I've known Deion Sanders a long time. I've liked him for a long time. I covered him when he was with the Washington football team. He was great in the locker room. He's a great talker. He is unnaturally confident. So if anybody thought that he would be humble after this game, they have no idea who this guy is. He had every right to say, "Do you believe me now?" which he said about 10,000 times. Good for him. I understand and appreciate where you are on this entire issue, wider than Deion Sanders. I appreciate that. I looked at it differently.
Right.
I got on the game because you texted me and you said, "Are you on this game? Get on this game." So I watched the entire second half. I doubt I will be as entertained in a game all year as I was.
I agree with
by
that.
The second half of that game.
Unbelievable game.
Deion's kid was sensational.
Ooh. Ooh.
His accuracy was unerring in
every
that game.
Throw.
The second half, Mike, as you know, both teams, TCU and Colorado, got the ball and scored. Time after time after time, got the ball and scored. And it was a wonderful thing to watch. The question now, of course, is it sustainable for Deion Sanders in his first year at Colorado? I don't know. You know who they have next. They have Nebraska next. This is so interesting. The two coaches who had the sort of biggest drumbeat before the season started, Matt Rhule going to Nebraska and Deion going to Colorado, they play each other. If Deion wins that game and keeps winning, then at the end of the month, it's USC. They're ranked 22 right now in the new poll.
Yeah.
Then it's USC, a game that 80 million people are going to watch.
I want to go to that game.
Oh, no, September 30th.
Oh, is it September 30th? Okay. I want to go
September 30th.
And see that game, Tony. Tony, yeah. His son can make every throw. At least he made every throw in that game.
Straight.
The deep ball, the intermediate throw, the throw over the safety with touch, the stuff where he had to zoom it, short passes to his back.
Yeah.
My God. Seriously.
But I'll tell you this, Mike. I'll tell you this. If you continue to play this kid both ways, 100 plays a game, yeah. I hope Colorado Medical School is ready for that because you can't play a kid that much. You can't.
Deion played that much?
That was a long time ago.
I know.
And that was Deion Sanders, Hall of Fame.
35 years ago.
Wow. Hall of Fame.
Man.
Yeah.
That was exhilarating. Colorado's win wasn't the only eye-opening result of the weekend, though. Number 8, Florida State ran away from LSU, ranked 5th in the second half. Killed them. Beat them by 21. And last night, unranked Duke beat number 9 Clemson 28-7. His first win over a top 10 team since 1989. Tone, which of these outcomes is the biggest deal?
So I will tell you on a personal level, I don't know which is the biggest deal. I was more surprised by Duke beating Clemson. Duke is not Florida State. Florida State is ranked 8th in the country. Duke's not ranked at all. As you said, they hadn't beaten a top 10 team for 34 years. They hadn't beaten Clemson in, I think, 19 years or 20 years before Dabo Sweeney got there. You know, so, I mean, that this one was really, because I don't think of Duke as an ACC power, and I do think of Florida State that way. But the more stunning one for me was the way Florida State beat LSU. Mike, in the second half, at one point, they had them 31 unanswered points to the point where Brian Kelly said afterward, this is a total failure. And he said, on my part, on the coach's part, and on the player's part, a total failure. Mike, I learned this morning, that no team has ever lost its opening game and made the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
They are a recent thing, the playoffs. But does this mean that Clemson and LSU are out? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's other teams. Huh? There's so many teams we haven't even seen yet. Teams who haven't been tested yet because there was so little conference play. And it was week one. The Duke thing shocked me to the point. So I'm watching tennis. I'm locked in on tennis. Every tennis match all weekend, I'm locked in.
Right.
And then I see the score that Duke is ahead. Duke, my God, we play Duke in a couple of weeks in Durham. Duke won 9 games, though, last year, Tony. I saw Duke play in person last year. And I got an appreciation for what this coach does, what that team does, the difference in recruiting now, the philosophy. I see Duke, they play Northwestern most years, every year. I see them. I have an appreciation for how they're building. And still, like you, Duke is beating Clemson, really? So what I was expecting was Clemson to win a fairly close game over Duke. And Tone, that game was weird. Like Dabo said, they turned the ball over 2 or 3 times, like inside the 10. And so it was a weird game, and Duke got on top of him, and that last score just sort of nailed it. But look, Duke is going to be good. I'm not saying they're going to be a power 11-win team. Duke's going to win 9 or 10 games. They are.
There's something instructive here. Deion Sanders went into the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Like he was buying groceries.
Yeah.
Texas State went into the transfer portal. They went to Baylor. They were a 27-point underdog. They won that game. Dabo Sweeney said no.
Right.
No.
Yes.
On the transfer portal.
Yes.
Maybe there's a lesson, Mike. Maybe you have to go to the transfer portal now.
Maybe.
We move now to the Basketball World Cup. Team USA was beaten by Lithuania over the weekend, prompting people to lament the end of USA basketball dominance. But then this morning, the U.S. team pounded Italy 100-63 to make the semifinals. And guess who's out? Lithuania, after losing to Serbia. Wilbon, is everything back on track, or do you still have questions?
Well, everything is back on track, and I have questions. I mean, this is not new. Neither one of those results this morning over Italy or against Lithuania, neither one of those results sort of really should take you off what you believe about the United States men's basketball team. One, the players who ought to be the two best players of the generation and maybe the two best on the team, Zion and Ja. Where are they? Okay?
You don't have a
rebounding deficiency and as much of a size deficiency if Zion is on the court being what he should be after 4 or 5 seasons at 20, whatever he is now, 24 years old. So that you got to deal with that. And I don't think you're going to have either one of those guys next year in the Olympics. Tone, the other thing, and you and I talked about this on your podcast this morning, the United States of America doesn't want big men because they teach them all to be guards. Everybody's 6'9". Oh, he's got, he can play like a guard. He can switch everything. He can play out on the perimeter. He can shoot the deep three. So therefore, we have two generations of bigs now who don't know how to be damn bigs. We don't have bigs. They do other right. stuff. So blame the coaches and the culture and the evolution of the game for that's a real problem for us. And it's going to be a problem next year. I don't want to hear who might come out. LeBron can't save the day. Anthony Davis ain't going to save the day. We got a problem there.
No.
It's real.
No. So I said this on Friday. I'm going to say it again today. We should never lose any of these games. Other countries have 3, 4, and 5 NBA players. We have all NBA players at this point. Here's how it shakes down now. We will play, if I have this right, we will play the winner of Germany and Latvia.
Yeah.
I think I'm correct on that.
I think so.
Germany has Schroeder, of course. They've got Moritz Wagner, two NBA players. Latvia has Davis Bertans, who's a wonderful
and
shooter.
A couple other
and
shooters.
Mike, we should win either of those games by 20 points. It should be no, it should not be within 20 points.
Germany's
now,
got size.
Then
tone.
We go
Germany's
to the finals.
Big, and they can shoot it.
And if we're in the finals against Canada, I worry a little bit. Because I think Canada is a really good team. But I think that at the very least, at the moment, people can exhale for a little bit now because, you know, here's what the problem next year, Mike. Is Antetokounmpo's going to play and not for us?
Yes.
Right? And Jokic is going to play and not for us.
That's
Embiid,
right.
though, might play for us.
Yeah, maybe.
He's allowed to. Am I right?
Yes, he would.
I think
by,
I heard that.
By the way, he is told he could choose. Let me just say this real quickly. The best player on the court, when we play Canada, and there are players like Jalen Brunson on this team I absolutely love. The best player on the court when we play against Canada is going to be Canadian. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. See, that kind
Edwards.
Of thing happens now.
Not Anthony Edwards. Not Anthony Edwards. Really?
Anthony Edwards was
Let's
the first team All-NBA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander
coming
was.
Up.
Is.
Some big names in action at the U.S. Open today.
And is the Guardians' waiver wire attempt to catch the Twins already a failure? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
It's interesting because you love Wembanyama, but he wants to be a guard on offense.
He's been trained.
He's
been raised that way. I know.
Well,
but... You know,
I mean,
by the way, that's another big...
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Trying to find out what's cracking with the commoners.
Mail
Let me
time.
Reach in here and get the first email. Here we go. Should Coco Gauff now be seen as the favorite to win the U.S. Open?
Tony, yeah, I thought she was a favorite coming in based on the way she's played this summer. And you look at who's gone now, and she helped get rid of some of these people. I mean, Rybakina, Ons Jabeur, Pegula, who's her doubles partner, Wozniacki, who she got rid of herself, Ostapenko, who she got rid of herself, Świątek. They're gone. They're all gone. Now, I know Sabalenka and Tsarskaya and Bondrozova. Madison Keys, who's played great in this tournament, is still there. And Mahuva's still there. But, yeah, she's the favorite, don't you think?
No, I don't. And I don't
wow.
for philosophical reasons.
Why?
because I don't know what's going to happen from day to day. There's nobody left in the draw that has won multiple majors.
Okay.
Since Serena Williams began to tail off, and we looked at maybe the next dynastic player, maybe it would be Osaka, but she's
right.
out of tennis.
Osaka's not
maybe
there.
It would be Ash Barty, but she's out of tennis. Swiatek is the one who's got multiple majors, and she's out of this tournament. So I don't know from day to day. You know, I wouldn't make anybody a favorite just because there's nobody who's reached out and grabbed the
right.
sport. You
That's
know what I'm saying?
Tone.
So golf is as good as any.
Yes. On the men's side, it's still Djokovic, you know, who won this afternoon in straight sets. But, Tony, tonight, by the way, must see. Maybe the match that I want to see the most is Tiafoe against Ben Shelton. And Tiafoe is local
Alcaraz.
For us. What's that?
That's right. Right.
Yeah. Alcaraz. I'm just talking about the match, Shelton against Tiafoe tonight. That is your popcorn. For me, Tiafoe, I met his dad this summer. I think he's one of your podcast people. That made me wonder about his
judgment. That'd be good. Then I will definitely root for him. If he's listening to the podcast, I'm rooting for him. Is it already over for the Guardians' attempt to pass the Twins?
Man, 20-6 makes you think so, right?
Brutal.
I mean, look, I'm watching tennis all day, and I was going to switch over, and I'll switch over to watch baseball. By the way, I'm streaming everything now. You go to a screen, there's every sporting event in the world. There's no numbers. You just click. Welcome myself
Let me know when you're streaming
to the streaming
dinner.
World.
Okay.
You were not in that world. But I saw 20-6. I'm like, there's no reason to check in with that. There was reason to switch to Duke Clemson, not this junk. That's done. The Twins are going to win. It's too bad. I love Terry Francona. It's not going to happen.
Twins are going to win. Apparently, they've got some kid on the team who has 3 Grand Slams in the last 8 games.
That's
which
crazy.
Is pretty good. Let me concentrate on Lucas Giolito, who came up with the Nats, who was not Steven Strasburg, but was a great prospect.
Yeah.
Nats traded him for Adam Eaton. They won the trade because they won the World Series. But I always liked Giolito. I know he was an all-star with the White Sox. I liked him. The last few weeks are disastrous for Lucas Giolito. 1-5 with a 6.89 ERA when he went to the Angels at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
One start with Cleveland, a 20-6 game. 3 innings, Mike, 7 hits, 9 earned, 3 home runs. So he's 1-6 with an 8.58 ERA. Picked a bad time to be a free agent at the moment. Enough email. Let's take one last break, still to come. Shohei's agent addresses his client's future.
And Mr. Pink, Lionel Messi, wins a game.
So seriously, tell me when you're streaming dinner. Tell me when you're streaming walking the dog or, you know, doing the dishes. When are you streaming those things?
What?
What are you doing?
I don't do
that. I mean, you know...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is...
Thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today.
USAA.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Happy time, people. Happy 40th birthday, Lincoln Riley. Nobody questions his offensive abilities. Before he was 40, Riley had developed 3 Heisman winners. Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray at Oklahoma, Caleb Williams at USC. That's not to mention getting Jalen Hurts ready for the NFL after Hurts left Alabama for Oklahoma. Riley was Big 12 Coach of the Year in 2018. He went 11-3 in his first year at USC. His overall record is a stunning 68-13. But can he bring in the right person to coach defense? That was USC's problem last year, defense. Small note, the Pac-12 is dissolving, but every team in the league won last weekend.
Well, I haven't played anybody yet. The question about Lincoln Riley to me, Tony, is how quickly does an NFL team come to get him? With the obsession with passing and quarterback development, Lincoln Riley has got to be at the top of everybody's list for Wunderkind, who can come in, coach him up, figure it out, employ it, and win at the NFL level. He's got to be at the top of the list.
By the way, Utah beat Florida. Florida is usually a pretty good team. But not so happy anniversary, Steve Largent. Around this date, 35 years ago, the Seahawks' first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver was knocked unconscious by a vicious forearm from Denver safety Mike Harden in the season opener. Largent suffered a concussion and lost two front teeth, while Harden was fined $5,000. Both teams were then in the AFC West, so they met 14 weeks later. Harden intercepted a pass in the end zone, was absolutely blasted by Largent, who blindsided him, caused the fumble, and recovered the fumble himself. Largent has acknowledged that this revenge hit was his favorite play, not any of his 819 receptions or 100 touchdown catches, which were then NFL records.
Gotta love Largent. You know how tough he was. He's wearing that single bar, that Joe Theismann, Jim Plunkett bar. You left your face exposed. Largent, by the way, is in the Hall of Fame. Harden, may as well be James Harden. I don't remember. Largent,
not so
Hall of Fame.
Heavy trails Kyle Rudolph, a veteran tight end who made two Pro Bowls with the Vikings, is retiring. Rudolph spent 10 of his 12 seasons in Minnesota. Probably had his best season in 2016. Caught 83 passes for 840 yards and 7 touchdowns. Rudolph also spent time late with the Giants and then the Bucks. Finished his career at Tampa Bay, where last year he caught his 50th and final touchdown pass from Tom Brady, which was also Brady's final regular season touchdown pass. Listen to this, woman. Rudolph was the 98th different player to catch a touchdown pass from Brady. Rudolph will go right into the booth for NBC calling college games.
When does Brady's got a contract? When is he in the booth? Isn't he supposed to be in the booth? Isn't he making $37 million a year? Tommy, where are you?
Well, first of all, he doesn't need any money. That's
but
number
he's getting
one.
It.
So you don't have to worry about
he's
that.
He's getting the money.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he wants to go out and play golf. Maybe he wants to relax
both?
For a while.
You're not in the booth every day. I mean, you've only got a couple of days of football. Come on now.
So you want him in the booth right now?
I want to hear him. I bet he's going to be great. I want to hear Tom Brady. I want to hear him.
One omission, Dodger starter Julio Urias, not with the team after being arrested and charged with felony domestic violence. Let's go to the big finish. Let's do it. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami beat LAFC 3-1. I know you're impressed.
He's got 11 goals and 5 assists in the 11 games for Inter Miami. How can you not be impressed? Cooper Kupp was in Minnesota yesterday to see a specialist for his hamstring injury. That's concerning, isn't it?
Of course. He is a great player. And if he can't get on the field because of a hamstring, of course it is. You hear Minnesota, you hear medical, you
know what you
always think Mayo Clinic.
Yep.
Shohei Ohtani's agent says his client will remain a hitter and a pitcher going forward. Are you surprised?
If somebody else's agent said it, it might register with me. Shohei's agent, he works for Shohei. Give a damn what he says.
Right.
Nathan Eovaldi is back on the mound for the Rangers against the Astros tonight. Is that significant?
Yeah, so he's been out 6 weeks. He went out. He was 11-3. Out 6 weeks. The Texas Rangers have suffered in that period of time. So if he's healthy, they're back to where they were first place team. Last one. Travis Kelce, your boy, hyperextended his knee in practice today. It is uncertain if he'll be available for the Chiefs opener on Thursday. Your thoughts?
I want to see him, but, you know, Mahomes got a lot of weapons, and I don't trust the Lions yet. I want to sort of root for him as a good Midwest son of the Midwest, but
So you won't take the Lions in 6.5. You won't do that. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knucklehead. Shout out, Justin Steele. 16-3. He better be the NL Cy Young winner for the Cubbies, Tone. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I don't think he's going to be.
He ought to be.
Good for you.